Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp. Today we learn the halacha to our Shana Rabbah, Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. This is Simon Kuf Lamed Ches 138 in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Let's look at each of those concepts separately. First, Hoshana Rabbah. When is Hoshana Rabbah? So it is the last day of Chol HaMoed Sukkos, the seventh day of Sukkos essentially. That is in the diaspora, the fifth day of Chol HaMoed, and in Israel, the sixth day of Chol HaMoed Sukkos. Why is it special? So we know that B'chag Nidonim Al HaMayim, the Mishnah tells us that on the festival of Sukkos, we are judged on water. That essentially means all the Shefa, the divine energy that comes towards watering the plants or our businesses for the coming year. And as a function of this, the last day of Sukkos is Hoshana Rabbah. It's the day when that judgment is being closed, which is why it's a special day. And a lot of the customs surround the praying for water. What is the custom on the preceding night of Hoshana Rabbah? So halacha is, the very predominant minhag is to stay awake and study Torah the night of Hoshana Rabbah. There's actually a special tikkun to be said on that night as well, which is well known. What changes occur on the day of Hoshana Rabbah davening? So we light extra candles in shul, so meaning it's a special day of light in shul, like on Yom Kippur. The chazan wears a kittel who does the davening. Remember, three is Lamanat Seach, and the extra added sections of the Shabbos Pesukah Dezimra are added, but we still say Mizmor LaToda like a weekday davening. We do not add Nishmas at the end of the Pesukah Dezimra. It's like a regular ending of the Pesukah Dezimra, just with the extra mizmorim of a Shabbos Pesukah Dezimra. We do bring out the Torah with an Ein Kamoicha and Shema Yisrael, like we say on a Yom Tov and a special Ribbono Shel Olam, where we pray to Hashem. And in the Musaf, we say Na Aritzcha as the longer, more extended Kedusha rather than the shorter one, like on a weekday Musaf. What does Hoshana actually mean? So it means, please say, we're turning to Hashem in supplication, but it also refers to the bundle of willows. Why willows? So in the Beis Hamikdash, there was a practice where they would encircle the Mizbeach, the altar, with aravos, with palm fronds, willow fronds, each of the 7 days of Sukkos, and on the seventh day they would do it seven times, and we are replicating that. So what do we do? So at the end of the Hoshanas, we walk around the Torah and the Bima with the Lulav and Esrog, and then afterwards we pick up the Aravos to commemorate that practice, the practice of Arava, of the willow in the Beis Hamikdash. Does it need to be a kosher Arava, like a kosher willow like that in the Lulav? So it has the same rules of validity, except that that it has a little more flexibility, that as long as it has at least one leaf on each branch, it's still kosher as well. May one use the Arava in the Lulav for this? So generally speaking, it's best to have a separate bundle for the Hoshana, but if one does not have that and one pulls out the Hoshana, the Aravas in the Lulav, one is still fulfilling one's obligation. How many should one take? So the mitzvah is is best to be done by taking five willow branches tied together. And when is it held? So it's not taken together with the Lulav. At the prayer, the piyut, Ta'ane Emunim, we put down the Lulav and pick up the Hoshana bundle, the willow bundle, and we hold that for the rest of the davening. Arizal actually suggests only picking it out at a later stage in the davening, but you'll see that in the Machzorim, both are mentioned. What is this business about beating the Arava? So at the end of the Hoshana, someone waves or holds the Arava and beats it on the ground five times. The Mishnah Berurah says, after five times on the ground, quoting the Arizal, it's a good idea to also beat it on the leg of a chair or a vessel as well. This also relates to the Arava. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rochev Aravois. Hashem rides the willows. He is the power that gives the energy to the most downtrodden of nation, the most downtrodden of people, and the Arava itself is reflecting a item which has no smell, has no taste, and is beaten down, but nonetheless is elevated by Hashem. Does one need to hit off the leaves? The answer is no. Even if no leaves fall, it is sufficient. One does not need to give it quite so heavy a bashing. What should be done with the beaten aravas afterwards? They should not be just thrown off to the ground. That's disrespectful. You just did a mitzvah with them. The Kitzur records that the best practice is to save them and use them as fuel to burn in the ovens for baking matzahs, because if the mitzvah has been done with it, do another mitzvah with it as well. Many people have the practice to put them on the top of the aron, on top of the ark, in the shul that they are in. And then they are disposed of respectfully there afterwards. We move to the second concept, that is Shmini Atzeres. We know that Shmini Atzeres is its own festival. It's a regel bifnei atzmoi. And that means to say it has its own halachas, which are separate from Sukkos, even though it follows Sukkos right away. It's not the eighth day of Sukkos. It is its own festival. So when should one make Kiddush on the night? It's Shmini Atzeres. One should wait until after nightfall to make Kiddush. And this is because to separate it from Sukkos, so we're not doing it in dusk, when it's between the 2 days in which it really could be part of infringing on the boundary of Sukkos. Does it get a Sheikh Yam? The answer is yes, because it's on Yom Tov. This is unlike the last days of Pesach, which does not get a Sheikh Yam, because that's just the continuation of Pesach. What is the practice regarding the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres? So the Gemara tells us, Yestvi Yasinan Baruchilam Avrachinan, that we sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres and we do not say the Bracha. Why do we sit in it? So this is because of Sveikei Duyama on the 7th day of Sukkos, that because we there really that we keep 2 days of Yom Tov because of being in the diaspora, so therefore, really, this is on the one hand Shmini Atzeres, but it's also really like the 8th day of Sukkos. So we sit in Sukkah acknowledging the Sveikei Duyama, which is why in Israel most people do not sit in the sukkah on this day. Why do we not take lulav if we consider it sveikei diyoma? So the reason is because a lulav would detract from the actual day of Shmini Atzeres. It would be like you are undermining the experience of Shmini Atzeres itself. However, by sitting in the sukkah is not undermining it, because people can go sit outside for meals whenever they want, and it does not detract from the day itself. Do people sleep in the sukkah? So the common kind of custom is to be lenient, but he does suggest that it is best to be stringent. It is best to be stringent on this. But generally speaking, the bar of mitzta'er, of let's say it's raining or very cold, is lower on Shmini Atzeres because it is not sukkah proper. When leaving the sukkah, is anything special said? So yes, there's a special yiratzon said on the afternoon of Shmini Atzeres when leaving the sukkah for the last time. Even though no brach of leishev is said on Shmini Atzeres, but nonetheless, there's a special yiratzon which is said after this. What is that yiratzon? It says yiratzon for nechashem nekenev lekeva seno. Maybe your will in front of you, Lord God of the God of our forefathers, k'shem shi kayamti v'shiyashati v'sukkah zu. Just as I fulfilled and lived in the sukkah, kain ezke l'shana haba leishev v'sukkah shal libi asad. I merit to be dwell next year in the sukkah made from the skin of the leviathan, which refers to the times of Mashiach. When may one remove one's vessels, one's kalim, one of the things that one was using in the sukkah to the house? So one can only do this when it is closer to dark, when it is when it's on the 8th day close to nightfall, then maybe to the house. But they should not be arranged or set at the table, should not be set up until after darkness, because that we do not prepare from one day beyond to the other. And finally, we move to the last concept, and that is Simchas Torah. So Shmini Atzeres also has a second day, like all diaspora second days, like Sveikei Diyoma, the doubt of the day. And however, the second day of Shmini Atzeres is called Simchas Torah. It is a day where the annual cycle of reading the parashas is finished. We read Vezos HaBracha before beginning Bereshis the next Shabbos, and therefore it is a time set aside for celebration for finishing the Torah. What is the custom in the night of Simchas Torah? So after Maariv is said, people dance with the Torahs 7 hakafos, 7 times around the bima, and afterwards all the Torahs are put back except for one, from which the Zos HaBracha is read, and 3 people get an aliyah. After the Torah is returned, then Aleinu is recited, and the davening concludes. Are there any other minhagim? So he does quote a minhag, that there would be, people would also lay in the Torah what's called Nedarim, not the section of Nedarim in the Torah, but people would pledge money to the shul, to the community, and in exchange they would get special brachas, special blessings, special Kriyas HaTorah would be given to them for sections of bracha in the Torah. This is not generally the common practice tonight, although people do auction the Atar races usually. When do the Kohanim Duchan in the morning of Simchas Torah? So they do their Birkas Kohanim at Shachris and not Musaf. Why is this? So the concern is that later on people might have something to drink at the Kiddush before Musaf, and they might not be in a state to give the Bracha Birkas Kohanim, so it is done earlier. But when it's done in Shachris, we do not say the Say Arev as we would do in Musaf. What happens after the Hakafas of the day? So after the Hakafas are done, then the Torahs are taken, three Torahs are taken out, and out of the first Torah, the Aliyahs are circulated in a way that every man gets a Aliyah. And this is often done at different stations so that this can happen many, many times all at once. What is next? So at the end of, once everybody's got an aliyah, then all the children come up and they're called up with somebody who gets the aliyah called Kol Hanarim, all the children. And a bar mitzvah boy or a person who gets this kibbutz says the bracha along with the children, who usually stay under a talis. And at this point in time, then they after the aliyah is read, this is the last of the five aliyahs, then after this aliyah is read, every sings a malach ha-goyal over for these children. What about the rest of the parasha of Azosa Brachos? So then we call up a chasan Torah, literally the groom of the Torah is called up. It's a person who's a respectable person who teaches, is involved in Torah in the community, is called up to finish the Torah. It's a very special honor. And then after that, we then bring Chasan Bereshis. On the second Torah, we start reading Bereshis. It's also a very special honor to give it to somebody. Can they get an aliyah if they got an aliyah earlier? The answer is yes. Is anything else after this? So after this, we do Chatzi Kaddish, half the Kaddish, and then we do from the third Torah, the Maftir. What happens if the shul only has two Sifrei Torahs? In that case, we read Vezos HaBracha from the first Torah, Bereshis from the second Torah, and we roll the first Torah to the Maftir, which is in Parashas Pinchas. What is the custom to honor and celebrate the Chasan Torah and the Chasan Bereshis? So communities are careful to honor their distinguished people with these aliyahs, and then customarily these people pledge tzedakah and host a seuda, a kiddush, for their friends to celebrate the completion of the Torah and the new beginning. This is based on the Medrash in Koheles, which talks about the completion of the Torah, and this is a very beautiful celebration as we begin the new cycle of the parashia. So with this, we conclude. Have a wonderful and meaningful day.